I'm sure the Eilim knows that I need a disclaimer, and I would appreciate if everyone remembers me in their tefillahs. It's not pashut. But in Mitzvah Hashem, if everyone davens for me, I'm sure I'll have a refu for him. Rabbi Isai, it's a tremendous kavod and a schus for me to be here. A place where in Muncie, if someone doesn't have a chavrusa, he has where to go to. There are people who don't open up a sefer for years because they have no place to go. They don't have chavrusas. And here everyone knows, you come here to the ninth seder, they'll find you a chavrusa. Where are they? Anachron chaviv for the women of the ninth seder. Whole day being busy with the children and feeding and everything, and the husband comes home, and instead of helping out, comes to shul to sit and learn. Rabbi, I want to share just a couple of things here. I don't know how much. Someone told me I'm supposed to speak for 10 minutes. Someone told me a half hour, and someone told me an hour. I really don't know. So Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Gimel, Merdik Rabbeinu Yaina. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbana Haya Yeshvim Bebeis Medrash. V'hiviu erlifneim. You say Shabbos. I guess Havdalah they made, but they didn't have an avukah. The shamayimrim ko echad ve'echad mevorach la'atzman. Every once is a bracha to himself. V'shilayimrim mevorach le'kulam. Mishum shenema b'roif am hadas melech. They all say together, Reba. So the Gemara is, Bishleim Beisilim, Mefarsh Taima. Beisilim is Mefarsh their time. Excuse me, because of Reba Am. But what's the time of Beshamai? So the Gemara says, Mitushum Bitu Beisilim. The murder capital Beis Medrash, if everyone says the brachas together, what's the bitul Beis Medrash that goes on to happen? So the Rabbeinu Yaina says, I'm just saying inside, the Rabbeinu Yaina says inside, how many words are there in the bracha of Boyre Meoire Haish. Boch Hatzah Hashem Malikin Melech Eilam. Boyre Meoire Haish is nine words. And if they all say it together like Beisile, nine words? But Beit Shammai says, if they each one says it separately, so the last one has to say a name. That a name is Bittulfeh. That a name, one word is Bittul Torah. It's an idea what Torah is. I want to share with everyone, I lived in Bnei Brak, Yir HaKadosh. Not Pashit to live in Bnei Brak. And I was the first one that was saying that over here you have camp, you have 2 months of camp. Mm-hmm. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's 3 weeks from Tisha B'Av to Chodesh Av, those 3 weeks. And the children have nothing to do. There's Drezach on the street. So Rav Zilberstein asked me, he knew I'm an American, and he knew that in America there's camps, and he asked me to make a camp. And made a camp. It was very matzliach. It was very cheap. It was subsidized, not like here. People spend thousands of dollars on a camp. And in Eretz Yisrael, we made a camp that was subsidized. We made a camp that $100 for a camp. And if you had 2 children, so it wasn't $100, it was $90. You had 3, it was 80. You had 4, 70. If you had 10 children, we paid you to go to camp. I'm dead serious. Because where does an Avrech have money to pay for a camp? But anyway, the camp was for a few years for elementary school children. And then one day some bachur met me on the street, high school bachur, and they asked me, Rabbi Berg, you made for the children, do something for us, we have nothing to do, we just drezach in the streets the whole time. I went to the city, the Degelat Torah, and the city, and they decided they'll subsidize it for 250 children. Bachmut. Put it in the newspaper, and I told the secretaries in the office, I don't think that it should take more than 2 hours, 3 hours to fill up 250. I come into the office in the afternoon, 4 children registered. I was so upset. 4 children registered. So I went outside. After a few minutes, I met a bacha. I said, I don't understand something. For months you were bothering me. Why don't I make a camp? And now that I made a camp, so 4 bachrim registered. And he told me, listen, Rabbi Berg, by us you know everything is Das Torah. On our way here, we met Reb Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, that's all. And we asked Reb Michal Yehuda, should we go to the camp? And he asked, what's the camp about? And we told him that half a day is learning, and half a day is going swimming and trips and whatever. Looked at him and he said, what? A yeshiva bacha for a half a day? Remember, this is Eretz Yisrael. A half a day, to sit on only a half a day. Ben Hasmanim, you sleep an extra 15 minutes, you take an extra walk, but to learn only a half a day? Not to go to such a camp. So no one registered. So I went back to the ones who sent me to make the camp. It was with Steinman, Rav Steinman, and Mevchei Mishkovsky. And I said, listen, if I'm not a shluche de Rabbonon, I don't want to make such a camp. So Rav Steinman told me, Jeder haalt von dem. Und ich haalt von dem. Ich habe mich nur der haalt nicht von dem. But I hope it's a good thing for the buffer. And I told Rav Steinman, but what's going to be in 20 years from now? People are going to, my children will walk on the street and people point out, you see that buffer there?
His father went against Rabbi Yehuda. If I'm not a shliach the Rabbonon, I don't want. So Rav Steinman sent me to Rabbi Yehuda. And he said, I should tell Rabbi Yehuda he has two choices. One, that he gives a letter of recommendation for the king. Two, he gives the opening brush. And I went together with Rav Schlesinger and Rav Mishkovsky. And again, Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm the only one against it. What's the difference? And I told him, if I'm not a shliach of the Rabbonon, I don't want to have any part of it. He said, what can I do? So I said, I was by Rav Steinman, and Rav Steinman said, you have one or two choices. Either you write a letter of recommendation, or you give the opening drush. Rabbi Yehuda stood up and he said, "Ich hab gewusst, as Rav Steinman is a goyim, ob a zapikeh." And he said, "Listen, that my hand should write down on a piece of paper that there's such a thing as a yeshiva bacha for a half a day, impossible for me. I'll give the opening drush." Put in the newspaper. Registration will be tomorrow. Rav Michal Yehuda will be giving the opening drush. And mamish in a few hours, 250 bucks. Now, I'm not saying here this is America, that's Eretz Yisrael. But give us an idea what Torah is, what a moment of Torah is. What does it mean to sit and learn the Chavrusa? Even a half a day is nothing. Half a day is nothing. Rabbi, I want to say, I don't know, do we still have time? I'm saying everyone has a mazel. Oh, Rosh Hashem, you found it. It's okay. I told everyone that my drush would be short. I'm going to say over here, Meridik Etshuva, which is kimat, hard to understand. Every year there's a canoness of Lev La'achim. The Rav of Lev La'achim is Rav Silverstein. And the question that came before them was a soldier who became a Baal Tshuva and worked in the army, and he had two choices. One choice, his job in the army was to listen to Arabic radio, and if there's anything that's negeya to the Israeli army or whatever, to write down. So he has two choices. He could work a whole week, and Shabbos, Chadashot, Shabbos he's not going to have to work. But the rest of the week, he's not going to work and won't be able to go to learn. But in Israel, no one wants to be on base. No one wants to be on base for Shabbos. So I have another choice. If I'm willing, Friday night, to be on base till Sunday morning and work on Shabbos, then the rest of the week I'm off and I can go learn in Lev Lach. It's a simple shaila, simple tshuva. Rabbi Yisrael was there to say, "Chal Shabbat." Rav Zilberstein wanted to tie in if Shabbos is hutra or tchuya. But he held it was a very hard shaila. You're being matter for a soldier to work on Shabbos. Every Friday morning is the 52nd year already that Reb Chaim and his brother-in-law Rav Zilberstein sit and they go over all these shailas. And he was telling Reb Chaim the shaila, and he was telling him about hutra tchuya, and Reb Chaim made it with his hand, and he said, "Was va hutra, was a tchuya? If a person does not learn one day, he's putting the whole Am Yisrael b'sakana. It's pikuach nefesh. Avada, he's supposed to work on Shabbos, and the rest of the week he should sit and learn." Murdika tshuva.
No, I don't think any Ravan, but you have to have Reb Chaim's shoulders, places, to be able to.
Gives us an idea what Torah is. What it means to come at night and sit and learn is pikuach nefesh, is Torah magnu matzli, it's shemer and the whole Am Yisrael. Gives us an idea of what it is. But basically, I just want to finish up. What Torah is, about 2 years before Rabbi Yashiv was nifta, a call went out that Rabbi Yashiv doesn't feel well. So an EMT came running. Rabbi Yashiv had a minor heart attack. And this EMT said, "Mama, save the Pesikata." A few days later, one of the Hasidim of Rabbi Yashiv, an American Gvir, came to this EMT and said, "Listen, I want to make a deal with you. Here's a check." Showed him a check. "I want you to sell me this chus that you saved Rav Eliashiv. I would also do it, I just don't have that money." Maybe it's not that money together. But he gave a very big check. I don't know how much, or Zilberstein didn't say how much the check was in the shir. But he left. And he said, "Listen, if you deposit the check, the deal goes through." Anyway, he told the Gvir, "Listen, such a shaila I have to ask my wife. There are good husbands. There are good husbands." And he came to his wife and he said, "Listen, someone wants to buy off the schus that I saved Rabbi Yashiv's life." And his wife told him, Chaz, the shalom, to sell such a schus?" So he pulled out the check, and she showed that it's check with six figures, and she said, "You know what? It's not so partial. With such money, we could open up a bicycle of the shul, we can open up a kailu, nasa shopping, those in Hebrew a little bit, nasa shopping a little bit. Your husband said, "Listen, such a shaila, there's only one person who can answer such a shaila. And that's Rabbi Yashiv himself." So they went to Rabbi Yashiv, and they told him the whole story. Rabbi Yashiv just said a few words. Fakrifin a mitzvah fagelt. Fakrifin a mitzvah fagelt. A mitzvah is priceless. Every night that someone comes to sit and learn here is priceless. You have no music what that's worth. I know, this is a fundraising dinner? No one told me. No one told me.
It will be.
Rabbi said, it's a schus to be part of the night prayer. Tremendous schus. Everyone has a chiyuv to be mechazik it, whether it's with money or to bring more balabatim to sit and learn. That's what's magni umatzah am Yisrael. Fair, nothing else. Hakadosh Baruch Hu.